Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 307. Today is Saturday, August 27th, 2022, which also means it's our 7th anniversary show. Oh my lordy, 7 years, which is quite amazing. So anyway, hi, I'm Lita. Hi, welcome everyone. And I have my naughting fam with me, Chris. Hey, how are you?
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Thanks everyone for joining today and coming and saying hi. I do appreciate that greatly. Who have we got? Let's have a look. We've got Chris, which is nice. Hey Chris. Fair Nisi. Zaya's here, Execute's here as well, Peridin, I see, so thank you guys, it's lovely to see people here to celebrate, so thank you very much, do appreciate that greatly, and we're going to get started. So we've been pushing the fashion show, which we said, oh, Tiber's here, hi Tiber. So yeah, we're going to start with the fashion show. So strike a pose. No singing from me because nobody needs to hear that. But we normally try and do it around about the anniversary. What have we been doing it for the last 3 years? 4 years? Three years. But we just thought we'd have a little fun. So it wasn't a contest this year, though it is. We just, you know, thought we'd have some fun with that. So, as you can see,
highlight.
I've got the little, a little walkway down there, a little fashion runway. And so let me find, because you know we've got to do this right. So we have got, so our first, oh, why is that doing that? That's not what I want. Oh, it's going to be one of those days, isn't it? All right. We're not going to go with that one. So hang on.
We're
going to
go backwards.
We're going to go backwards because for some reason it's being silly and it's not doing what I want it to do. All right. So, let's go with that. Okay. So let's start off with, appreciate it, Nisi. It's okay. I know you're busy. Thank you. So Nisi sent in the first one. So this is her bloodthirsty soul survivor. She says, my bloodthirsty soul survivor didn't know what to do with the time she suddenly found on her hands with her journey currently done. So she decided to get back to her druid roots by clothing herself in green to blend in with the forest while she takes some time to rest and explore. Very nice. Very cute. Looks good. I really like it. The green looks very nice.
I like
nice.
That set.
Yeah, it is very, it's very, very cute. So, and again, congratulations, Nisi, on all the tunes. Not only Soul Survivor, but you have been very busy this expansion. So, so well done. Well done for sure on that one. And yeah, I really, the green, the black with the little specks of, it looks like little specks of gold on the, what would you call it? I don't know. It looks like little specks of gold, probably from metal studs or something.
Mining. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that, which is really good. Okay, all right. So we should have go to the next one. Bear with me, because next one. All right. Do you want to take the next one for me?
I love this. This one is Ms. Rock Guru. It is 10 Tacks, which is her working man level 34 on Gore Fiend. Oh, and that's all she said about it.
That's
she didn't
all
give
she
us
said.
A little story.
No she... little story. No, but very, very cute.
That was so adorable.
But I know. I love the name. Tin Tax is very great name. Very good name. So looks super cute with the like the steel look and the bronze and all of that. So it really matches. Very cute. So she did very well. And I think 34. So that was she was level 34. I think she's been busy leveling her this week. So I'm just thinking, did she didn't.
Is this the one she just got to 40 something?
Is that? I was going to say, was it? Hang on. I'm trying to have a look without. Yes. Is that the one that she lost? That's the one she lost of about 40 something. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the one. But still, I think that was her height. Has that been her highest too? I've got a feeling it's her highest too, maybe. 48, okay.
Oh, yeah, she's been loving like a crazy woman.
I know. She's doing really well. So hopefully she will be back there soon. Her personal best. Yeah, that's what I thought. But again, very cute, very cute. So thank you, Mrs. Rakuru, for sending that in. Fantastic. All right. Okay, so let me have a look. Next one. So this is, Tybar sent in a couple of cute little screenshots for us. So he says, happy 7th anniversary. Wow, challenges. Challenger fashion shows mostly confuse me because 99% of my challenge tunes are equipped with the gear you buy in the capital set. Understand, I think a lot of us do that, so totally understand that. I'm sending two screenshots of my pacifist, Peaceful, who was sadly disqualified for 15 kills for putting out fires in Northrend. He is wearing the leather snowhide set he bought from the Tonka. Thank you. Words are hard.
I gotcha.
Which I think looks pretty good for white gear. As far as I know, there is no alliance equivalent to this set. If anyone knows of one, I'd be very curious of where it can be found. Very cute. That looks, that definitely looks snow hide. So super cute on that. And obviously commiserations on with the kills. That was rough. We understand that. That was rough. So that was the first one he sent in. But look at this one. Let me put this next one. Look at that with all the penguins.
I love that one.
Very.
And I'm always so sad that you can't get that set if you're Alliance.
Yeah.
It's a cute set.
It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's in the little, the Tonka village. And it's horde only. And there's no equivalent whatsoever. So even if you could get in there, you'd have to be a PvPer just to survive trying to that. And I don't think they would sell it to you.
Probably not the best thing to be doing on an Alliance Challenge tune. Could totally be like, yeah, it's not a good idea to be. Doing that. But what's a pair of sins? My rogue has a green set like that. It's the Bone Shredder set, the white one.
Uses that for a mog on his rogue. It's really pretty set.
Zaya says, try to farm some BFA dungeon trash only for some gear. Drop rate sucks. It is weird. Sometimes you just have no luck, and then other times, phew, it's everywhere. So yeah, but very nice, Tiber. Thank you for those. Super cute. I love the picture with and seeing all the penguins.
Love the penguins.
It's a good spot out there. I kind of miss that expansion. It was a good expansion. I had a lot of fun. Personally, I had a lot of fun. Alrighty. And next, let me get rid of that. Let me put this one up. All right, so Fair sent me in a couple. Thank you, Fair. So I think I have got, let's have a look. I've probably not put them in order, but do you want to read what she sent in for Fair Winter, please?
Yeah, so when Fair Winter first showed up on the challenges list, Lita mentioned that she sounded like she was destined to join the Night Fae, and she did. She tried to get a selfie with the Winter Queen herself, but somehow Fairy Winter just felt very small next to Her Majesty, and no one would even see her outfit, which is a cloth mage's robe, but she loved the color. She's carrying a staff topped with a Winter White Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Since she's a working toon, she posed with the tool of her favorite trade. She freelances as a bard.
Nice. So that's the first one. That looks really, I love the colors in that fit. That is such a pretty shot, you know, with all the blues and the,
so Night Fae.
Very, very cool. Okay, so let me do this one. And yes, the barn, very cute. Again, very cute. Love it. Super, super nice. I like the purples, the blues, the pinks, and the greens. Very nice. Her bard look, absolutely. Look like you were trying to have twin outfit with the queen. All right, well, this one. There it is. Very cute. Look at the size. Little Fair Winter and there's a queen. It's just, yeah, super cute.
It's like
cute.
Being a gnome.
Mm-hmm. She feels very small. Absolutely. But very, very cute. So thank you. So that's Fair Winter. And then we've got Fair Stella. So what have we got for Fair's second one that she sent in?
So, Fair Stella was her very first Iron Man challenger. Sadly, she died in Zangarmarsh. Ouch, that hurts my soul. That's the server I play on. At level 61 or so, she loved Moonglade, and on one of her visits there, she found the very rare robe that she's wearing. It's interesting. The lighting strongly affects the appearance and the color of it. Under the Moonglade lighting conditions, it appears much darker, almost shades of purple, where in Dalaran, it's definitely red and black. Ooh, that would be like that. Is it black and blue or white and gold dress kind of thing?
Yeah.
It was on, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I think there was much discussion. I remember that was a couple of years ago.
But Fair is nice enough to actually give us examples of the two color shapes.
Exactly. And I love that shot. Like in front of the moon well looks really pretty. So I was surprised when I looked at the Moonglade colors. Yeah. It's super, super pretty. And then we have got, hang on. Why is it not doing what I want it to do? It's not doing it. Okay. So then this is the other shot where you can see shows off a different color. I was just trying to think what that robe is called. I can't think of what it's called. But yeah, it's the rare one from the vendor up there. Very, from what I remember, like quite rare. to get. I'm pretty sure it's that one. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. I should know it. I've been hunting it. I used to have it. I got it one time. I'm going to say quite some time ago, but somehow I think it disappeared, or it's on a server or something, or on an account that I no longer have. And every time I go up there, I always go and check, because I always wanted another one, and it's never up. So I'm like, eh, damn. But it's super rare. So thank you, everyone. They look, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, guys, for sending in those. Everyone looks very super cute. Lots of variety in the outfits. And again, you know, now that things are starting to get back to some kind of normalcy, Chris. Some kind. But yeah, as for this year, we just thought we'd just do a cute little, you know, fun fashion show. So it wasn't really the contest that we have had the last couple of years. But you all did awesome. So hang on, I'm going to... Where's my cute little... That's for you all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Very
cute.
Thank
you guys. I enjoyed that.
We definitely enjoyed that. Very cute. Okay. All right. Well, let me... Fair can stay there. There we go. We'll keep that one there for the moment. All right. Well, again, thank you guys. That's very, very cute. We do appreciate that. I think we might actually jump over to the celebration. So I'm just jumping around because, you know, that's what we do, looking at the time. So don't know if you guys can see. So I did grab some. These are some celebration cupcakes that I had made. And I don't know if you can really see this, just hitting the mic, good one, Lita. This is fondant, and it's got celebrate on it, and it's all purple, because, you know, purple. So, happy 7th anniversary, WoW Challenges podcast, yay! Yeah, my kit, of course. Of course. Dave's here. Hey, say happy birthday to my oldest, the one who lives in Sydney. He's a local sightseer tonight. Excellent. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Fantastic. That's very cool. So, yeah. All right. So, let's have a look. So, I had sent out and said, you know, like, what's your best memories or your memories from the past 7 years? Because, again, it's 7 years. It's kind of a bit surreal as to how long I've been doing the show. It's quite funny. So, Fair did send in something. So, do you want to do the first one from Fair for me?
I love Fair's story. So she doesn't even remember the date that it happened, but she knows it was her very first time being a guest on the podcast. She'd never done anything like that, and she was so nervous. She also had no idea about the techie aspects, like the fact that something happening on the far other side of her house in the kitchen would be very audible on the show. This is, of course, her husband John's famous carrot soup prep. All the carrot chopping. She doesn't remember what she talked about on the show, probably something pacifist, but she does remember that the soup was delicious and she'd love to have some just like it right now. Happy 7 years.
It's until you actually had sent that in, Fair, and had said about that, I had completely forgotten. And now, you know, when I had read that, I'm like, oh my goodness, I remember that because I think Stone and I were like, what's that? What's going on? And yeah, Stir always reminds you, absolutely. And it is, again, yeah, I'm pretty sure it would have been a pacifist. I'm sure we were talking pacifists when we had you on for the first time. But yeah, it's a wonderful memory, and I can vividly remember. Chop, chop, chop. But thank you for once again sharing that with us. We do appreciate that. And carrot soup sounds pretty damn good right about now, because it is cold and a bit wet over here. Well, I think
it just sounds yummy.
It does sound really, really yummy. So thank you for sharing that. We do appreciate that fare greatly. All right. So Tybar also, when he sent in the fashion show stuff, also sent in his WoW Challenges memories. Undoubtedly, my fondest WoW Challenges memory was when Sappy Boy reached level 60 as a pacifist and became my first max level challenger. It was a long time coming with many setbacks along the way. See peaceful story above. Yes, we understand that. This summer, I also made a new WoW challenge memory of the other variety. I was playing a level 41 Iron Man and had to run from a fight because two extra mobs had joined in. The mobs took surprisingly long to leash, but I got away with a sliver of health. As I started casting a healing spell, I noticed a yellow flagged condor flying in my direction. But shrug, yellow. Before my heal completed, the condor reached my character, one shot it, then flagged red and flew away. Wow. Okay. Ooh, I'm still mad about that one. But epic.
I'm mad for you.
Same. But epic defeats are a part of the challenges game. At least they're a part of mine. Smiley face. I think we all. We all understand that, for sure. Thanks to you and all the challenge players for 7 years of memories. I hope we will have many more to come, Tybar. Thank you, Tybar. That is just not fair on a kind of, like, if it's yellow and you're like, what's going on? It should have been red. Like, what? Yeah, you say, Tybar says, you can imagine my disbelief. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure most of us can feel that right about now.
A little bit of anger.
Yeah. That's rough. But as we know, you know, the challenges, it gives us many memories. Some of them good, some of them bad, and some of them do stick with us for a very, very long time. Tybar says, I don't even remember any condors involved in the earlier fight. So it just did not like the way that your turn looked, Tybar. It just, something happened and he's just like, yep, not happy. Not happy at all. All right. Well, thank you for sending that in, Tybar, and sharing that. We do appreciate that. And again, lovely sentiments. Thank you so much for the best wishes. Thank you so much. All right, I did get one from Zaya. So do you want to read that one, Chris, for me, please?
Yes, Zaya's is getting my first Iron Man champion back in Pandaria. The feeling was great, especially since it was my 48th attempt. Way to not give up.
Yep.
And also, when the same tune became a Draenor Iron Champion just a few hours after Lysanne got their first.
That's a really good... I mean, again, and this is why these guys are just... they just don't give up. You know, not only Zaya, but many, many people that play the challenges, they go again. So that's on his 48th attempt. That's amazing. I don't even want to know how many attempts I've done, but I think I've got more than that. But again, wonderful. Wonderful. And yes, it was only a few hours after withdrawal with Lisanne. So, but again, well done, Zaya. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. We do appreciate that. All right. And Nisi gave me a memory as well. So this is from Nisi. Too many to list. However, there is one that stands out, and that would be the one time Zorts and I were on an iron team together. We were playing on the Horde side. I think I know where she's going with this one. We were playing on the Horde side. We were down near where the elite Stitches mobs patrol. We had just killed one of them, and we were trying to do something in one of the towers there, and I started to feel like we were taking too long and said we needed to hurry because don't those guys respawn super fast? And poof, I guess I summoned him into being. That kicked off an almost 5-minute battle as we had to deal with the non-elite mobs respawning and one of those elite guys. Really didn't think we were going to make it out of that since I kept running out of mana. Somehow we did. Was the only time my arms, hands were shaking after finishing a fight on an iron. After that, we were like, yep, that's it for today, and got the hell out of there.
That is a great story.
Wow. And that is a really good story. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And we know you and Zorts with your teams. Oh, my gosh. How many times, Nisi, roughly, you and Zorts doing teams? It was always... I always love watching them.
When, oh my god, when my I have favorite the story of theirs is when Zorts went splat on the parachute. That was, I mean, it was horrible, but that was so funny.
I thought you had more than five. I thought there was more than five. But again, always entertaining. That was such a facepalm moment. Yeah, I can't really say too much because our husband's not there at the moment. Getting a team killed is definitely not fun. Definitely not fun.
Nort.
maybe six. Yeah, I just thought you'd mind.
I thought it was way higher than that.
Yeah, same. I was thinking it was at least double digits, but, you know, it's been a while, so we understand. Zaya says, finishing a fight when not seeing your health bar is not a funny thing, but hard to forget. Oh, that would have been close. I don't know. I think the worst one was when I was sitting at like 2% health. Like, I think that's been about the worst that I've done with not losing a turn and making it through. And I think I was on about 2% health or like 20 hit points or something, that it was just scary. Nisi says, I think I blocked some of them out.
Oh, wait, Nisi, are you saying it was 5 or 6 mobs you were fighting, not 5 or 6 teams that you guys made?
Yeah, we were talking teams. 5 or 6.
I think she meant 5 or 6 mobs. Plus, yeah. Because I'm like, didn't they have like dozens and dozens of teams?
Yeah. That's okay. I think we were like 6 or so teams. Okay, I thought there was more than that.
Okay, well, that's my memory stinks.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Age. Age.
I hear you. All right. Chris, memories. What have you got to share?
My memories. Oh, my God. So, if you guys don't know, P and I are all about the Murlocs. Mm-hmm. And like every emote, every, you know, of course I have Nort, my baby Nort is my picture.
Mm-hmm.
My first death was to a Murloc. How do I die, me of all people, to a Murloc? Of course, I was on a class. I don't play priest. I've never played priest. For some reason, I thought my first Iron Man should be a disc priest. Why? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it spawned right on top of my head.
Of course
and,
it did.
Yeah, see? There's our angry, shaking Murloc.
Mm-hmm.
And a Murloc killed me. No. And then my first ever pacifist, named Pacifist,
mm-hmm.
made it to 120,
mm-hmm.
or 1,104, as Lita tweeted once. She tweeted out that she dinged 1,104, and I died laughing. And the most treasured memory is meeting my S-fam.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary, woman. Love you dearly. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you do. Truly appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's super, super sweet. And again, I would have to say, you know, there's some very obvious things. 7 years of doing this show, not only have I met a lot of amazing people, from first off with Stone, you know, 7+ years ago when he came to me and said, hey, I want to do a show. Do you want to come help me? And I said, yes. all the fun that we had together. And of course, when he went, which, you know, is that I'm still here, still plucking along. I have my fabulous bunch of mods that help me out. But not only that, I've got my spam with me regularly helping, which I appreciate, Chris. Thank you. Thank you so much. Between, you know, what you guys do personally, as well as with helping out the show and the podcast and all the behind the scenes stuff with the websites and Discord and all of that. Seriously, I cannot say thank you enough. So I'm very, very blessed with having a lot of talented and wonderful people to help with getting things sorted. So thank you all. Thank you all. Do appreciate that. Not only that, very also blessed, as you guys know, I kind of got married within that time. So just by doing this and being with the Wild Challengers, I met my husband, Execute, which I think he's still not here, but that's okay. He's probably outside somewhere. As we all know, that's history. We've now been married for what? Where are we? August? 14 months? Anyway, it's been a bit, but yeah, so that's super, super amazing, because who would have thunk it, by just Stone coming to me and saying, hey, look, I've got this thing, do you wanna come help me? And I went, sure. So yeah, but again, there's so many memories. 307 shows that we've done in 7 years is pretty surreal. So again, thank you to everyone for being here, for contributing to the shows over the years, for being guests, for giving us questions, and you know, all the bits and pieces. I do greatly appreciate that a lot. So and we will continue on, and where we will go from, who knows, but we will continue plodding along and doing our thing over here with the show and with the challenges. So again, thank you very much, guys.
7 years.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers all. Let's have a sip, because I have coffee. Coffee is good.
Coffee is your blood.
Not yet, babe. But thank you. By the way, can we get bags from the auction house? It's not the question we normally get asked, Dave. Can we change specs? Most asked question, I would have to say, perhaps. Anyway. Okay. Well, let's go with this. So we thought we'd do something a little bit worth of fun. So let me get rid of that. And let me find where did I put it? Ah, there it is. All right. So, guess what we're dropping? Right now, guys. Right now. We are dropping an iron contest. Iron Man. Started 6 minutes ago. Technically. It is up on the website as of right now. So starting August 27th, as in US time. We're back. Everything's supposed to be working. Please don't tell me it's not. But we are doing an Iron Man, basically Iron Man. We're keeping it just basic, etc. Chris, let's tell them all about it. But here's our little banner down. I'll go get the website link. So if you want to tell everyone what our rules are, please.
We are so evil. I love it. Okay, guys, contest is called Make Your Mark. It starts now, as in now. Now, as in 7 minutes ago. It is going to go through September 10th. The finish time will be 7 p.m. Saturday, September 10th, Eastern time. So 5 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. Eastern, Aussie time, 9 a.m.?
Yes. Started.
Trying to be inclusive.
Start of the show, obviously.
This is an iron solo challenge. These are the races you can do. Draenei, Dwarf, Gnome, Human, Night Elf, Blood Elf, Orc, Tauren, Troll, and Undead. The class is Hunter only. All specs are allowed, and you can add your character. This is very important. Anywhere from level 10 to 15, but you must have reached level 10 after the contest starts, and your tune needs to be added to the contest by level 15 this time. Otherwise, you will be added to the normal Iron Man challenge, and therefore you cannot add a tune to the contest. So I repeat, you have to be level 10 to be able to register your tune, but mm-hmm. you must do it by 15. Otherwise, you will be added to the normal page. The winner is the first green flagged contest hunter to hit max level or the highest level at the end of the contest. It is available for US and EU regions. The prizes are subject to change, but first place is game time, and second will be two random draws, as we usually do, for second through 10th place finishers for WoW pets. There'll be two prizes of one pet each. The tiebreaker will be the milestone level first, so whoever hits level 10, 20, etc. Email addresses must be given in order to win contest prizes so that we can award the prizes. All emails will be purged once all prizes are distributed, and the final prize allocations will be up to Lita and myself.
Absolutely. So normally in this kind of situation, tiebreaker would be only if like two people probably dinged at exactly the same time. Being the rarity of that happening, we shouldn't have to go down to that. But again, the first place person will be whoever dings first, whether it's max level or by the time the contest finishes in 2 weeks' time, green flagged, you know, green flagged by the end of the contest. So don't think just because you're green flagged and you might ding in a week's time, green flagged by the end of the contest as well. Whoever's the first on that will get the first place. Everyone else, we will do the random draws as we normally do with, you know, each from 2 to 10, we give them what, so many tickets into the random draw. So, you know, all normal Iron Man rules apply. Other than that, it is an Iron Man contest, so same rules apply. There is no difference, any spec, whatever spec that you want to go and level. As I said, it's the basic. This is the first contest that we've done in what, 2 years? It's been a while, so we wanted to ease back in, see how things go. Zaya, thank you for sorting everything. So everything there, I've just put the link to where it is up on the website. I will drop the banner. I've got a banner to go on the front page as well, but that's not done. So I'll do that once the show is finished. So you'll see the big make your mark. It had to be a hunter contest to start.
Of course it did.
Absolutely. So again, go forth. And again, you know, I had to laugh, Chris, when you read, you must have reached level 10 after the contest starts. Well, it's nice when we go, no one knew about it, so what? So yeah. That was good.
What? True that.
Yes, exactly. So sometimes we're a little...
we're evil.
We're a little sneaky. We're a little sneaky, guys. But again, you know, we have got a wonderful team behind us. And again, go have some fun with it. Good luck to you all. And go make your mark. First contest back in who would have thunk that we'd get a contest in the Shadowlands was around. But yes, Sire is amazing and has been very, very busy sorting things. So again, thank you.
Appreciate you,
Sire. Greatly. So contest, go for it. Go have some fun with it, and don't forget, opt in to the contest. If you don't opt in, you'll just be added to the normal Iron Man one. So opt in, but make sure you're between level 10 and level 15 for the contest. Opt in and use your email. So again, for those that get the winners, we know how to contact, and after the 2 weeks, we have a purge on all that. So we won't be keeping your details after the contest is done. It's just purely to make Chris's life easier, sorting out prizes.
Hello.
And again, thank you, Chris, because this is kindly donated by her. So a big hugs and special thank you for doing that. I do appreciate it. So thank you, woman. We do appreciate you very, very much. All right. Well, that is... God, we've had some fun so far.
I know.
Last contest.
Did you want to... I'm not sure if everybody knows about the toy that MRG is asking about.
Do you want to take that one?
Yeah. So, if you guys don't know, they did a change to the Exploring Kalimdor and the Flight Path toys. Mm. So, it now gives you all of the exploring achievements. So it will take away all of your exploration XP by using your flight path toy. Mm. So you don't get that discovery XP anymore. So if you're counting on that to help you as you go, you may want to rethink using those toys, because it will discover everything for you.
Yeah. And therefore, yeah, then no XP, or very limited, because sometimes you get those little, you know, those little nooks that you walk into and you're like, oh, I discovered someone. So yeah, it's one of those things. Some people like it, some people don't. Your choice as to whether you want to use them or not. Again, you know, it's want to, it's a personal choice. I don't mind. It depends. I don't mind using them. It's one of those fun things. It is zone specific, like Eastern Kingdoms only or Kalimdor. Yeah, they have now changed that each place has got their own, which is, it's really annoying. So you have,
and really expensive.
Yeah, because what is it, 10,000 gold each, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10,000 gold each for basically the expansion ones. So you've got a Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, and you've got kind of your Pandaria one, your Northrend one, you know, your Shadowlands one, like each. It's, and they're 10,000 gold. So no, what I did when I went to get them was I just went and bought them on my main. And being that it's a toy, it goes into your account, you know, your shared toy box, and therefore any toon on your account can use them if you want to use them. So, yeah, you'll need to check that out. But I know that the vendor for Horde Side is in Ogrimmar. I can't think of the name. I can see her. Undead, of course. And
of course.
Alliance side is, I'm guessing
Ironforge and with all the dwarves.
I'm thinking
that back area.
Ironforge in the Explorer's Hall. Thank you. I thought so. Yep.
Thank you.
So again, in the library. Yeah. All right.
Colonel Mustard, yeah, in the library.
Exactly. I was going to say.
With a cake knife.
Yes, exactly. All right. So, again, you know, lots of fun. Go have some fun. Good luck, everyone. And as I said, the last contest we had was June 2020, so over 2 years ago. We know it's been a while. We've had a lot of things go crazy with coding and with Shadowlands and all sorts of things. So hopefully everything will go peach keen for the contest. And yeah, good luck, everyone. I haven't even thought what I'm going to do. Chris, are you going to give it a go? I don't even know what I want to do.
I might try, but I've got inventory in 3 weeks, so...
Yes.
I'm, you know, it's that time of year for me.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. Sometimes work is poop.
Work.
Work. All right. Well, and again, good luck, guys. Yes, absolutely, Nisi. To all of you that are going to give it a go, best of luck. Just have fun with it again. So yeah. All right. Well, there we go. That's some very exciting news to kick off for celebrating. All right. Let's do... Hang on. Where's my little...
Surprise.
Where's my little... Yeah, I know. Surprise! Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft!
Ah, Rogue Slayer. Oh, she's busy sorting out things in the house and busy taking bike treks and exploring her and Julie's new home base, which is awesome. I love seeing what she's been up to. So she's been very busy. Do miss her. Not playing well, though. Must admit.
Yeah,
anyway, our news. So we've got congratulations to Iron Brew for reaching max level with P-Rogue. I think we were going with P-Rogue. Becoming our 24th Shadowlands Pacifist Challenge Champion. 24 passes, Chris.
Major grass.
Fair.
Soft spot in my heart.
Fair. 24. Who would have thought... 24 pacifists this expansion. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So well done to Iron Brew on that. I think what's that been? Is that his third max level? Nisi will probably know. Third? Fourth? He's had a few. Definitely. So congratulations on that. A reminder that Trial of Style that is coming up on August 31st is not allowed for challenges. Please leave that to your regular characters. He has like 5 irons. Oh, of course, because he did that. Yeah, so this would be... That's right, because he was leveling them and then it went ding, ding, ding when the website came back. That's right. Yes, he's had a few, which is great. So congratulations to him. And again, reminder, Trial of Style, not for your challenge tunes at all. So stay away from that. Do it on a regular tune. Go for it. Yes. All right. So as we said, we've just dropped the contest. We're back with the contest. So that's super exciting. Hunter, Iron Man. What spec can we do, Chris?
Any.
Any spec. He says 7 on the forums, plus 1 in classic. Wait, does he sleep?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Wow. Okay. Also, just to make mention, Spreadshirt has got a promo over on our merchandise store from Wednesday, August 31st to September 4th. There is 15% off everything. And those of you that are interested in getting any cool merch likes, you know, mugs. Fair got some awesome, cute little shopping bags. There's t-shirts, hoodies, all the things over there. So pop over and check that out. All right. State of the challenges. Let us see how our leveling has gone this week. Chris, irons, what have we got?
Okay, irons. And forgive me because my bars are jumping all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, we have Mean Bean. Love the name. Oh, level 35, Lost to the Nether. Number 9, we have Surprisingly 36, Red Flag, for 3 uncommon slots equipped.
Ooh.
Number 9, we have Surprisingly again, 36, RIP, possible reroll, maybe. 7, mm-hmm. we have Boop Da Floof. Fabulous name.
Love it.
Boop Da Floof. Level 40. Number 6 is Wise Fox. 41. Oh, RIP.
Oh.
Ouch. Number 5, we have Iron Hunt 2 at level 41. Number 4, we have There Is No Die at level 43.
Nice.
Number 3, we have Barrow Leon. 46, RIP. Ooh. Number 2, we have Gursa, 50, RIP.
Oh,
and number 1, we have Ashley's at 54, still alive.
Wow, that's some good names.
Commiserations
with, I know, that is very, very cute.
I hope that's a tauren.
I hope so too. All right, Bloods, let's have a look. And I have to say, just shout out again, Nisi, thank you for the little notes next to the
names.
Yeah,
these are hilarious.
I do really appreciate it. So Bloods, at number 10 we have got Crop at level 10. 9 is HC Panic at level 16. 8 is Hunter Taco at level 17. 7, I'm Not Dying at 23. 6 this week is Taco Salad, 26, but RIP. 5 is Crab at 27. 4 is Zaya Bingra at 52. 3 is Troll Your Soul at 54. 2, Azzy BT at 57. Azzy's like, you know, it's, he's like, I'm back, baby. Look at me. He's so busy. And number one this week is Tidal Soul at level 59. Look at that. Nisi must be really happy because she's got a 59 and she's got a 54. She's like, this close, this close. Please just level safely.
You can smell it.
Exactly. Oh, well done. Well done. All right. Pacifists. Who have we got?
Passies. We have number 8 is Zerzon at level 11. Then we have Brexit Arena. Level 27. So sorry. I'm so sorry butchering names. Number 6, we have Vargas at 33. Number 5, we have Faircello at 37. Number 4, we have Peaceable at 42. Number 3, oh, great name, Gentle, level 56, RIP. Number 2, Never Died Passy at 58. And number 1 is Prog, 60. Becoming our 24th Shadowlands Pacifist Champion. Booyah!
Nice. All right, what else have we got?
And we have 110. Mm. Panic, level 17.
Nice. All right, greens this week. We have got 5 greens, so a 5th green this week. Sneaky Finger, level 10. Lost to the Nether, so not sure what's happened there. Maybe they died, deleted. Number 4 is Gren Green at 27. 3 for this week is No Kato. Is that actually a Taco one? It doesn't look right. No Kato.
Or it's taco spelled in the middle of it and an O and an N.
Yeah.
On the outside.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Anyway, whether it's taco, I'm not sure because it's not quite right, but no cat O backwards or O taco. And anyway, they hit level 30. So well done. And Mrs. Rockur says Green Green is now level 30. Well done. Number 2 this week is Maidenless at 32. And number 1, I should have given you these. This one. Hiya. Okay. Nyazu. Hopefully you got that right. At level 38. Well done. And Working Men. We have 3 this week. We've got Anna at 33. RIP. Oh. And number 2 is Tintax. Oh, Mrs. Rockguru. 48. RIP. Commiserations. And number 1 this week, we have got Soul Blister. Level 54. Which is Nisi's. Again, Nisi, so close, Nisi. It's been a bit of a rough week. Been a little bit of a rough week. We've had quite a few RIPs in there. But commiserations, guys. It's wonderful to see so many people out there playing the challenges. And you've got more reason now. Go make a contest tune. Ha ha ha. Exactly. All right. Where's my little... Let's do this bumper. Let's do this one because, you know, Zorts.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Alrighty. As we always like to start our Chit Chat with a joke or a pun or something. So, Chris, what have you got? I've not looked at yours, so tell me what you got.
You know what I realized today? That one of the benefits of having a really, really bad memory is that even if you've said a joke before, you forget it, and then it's absolutely hilarious to you every time you read it. So forgive me, everybody, if I have said this before, but it made me nort, so shocker, I know. What do you call a druid who melees in tree form? A combat log.
We do love that one. That's,
I love that.
It's very you. It is very you. So
well, and I love to go up to like mobs, you know, like when we're doing the holiday stuff and I'm the tank. And so I'll sit there and I'll dance in tree form and then mm-hmm. just, you know, and then I pop into bear. But I just make myself crack up by dancing in tree form. And then I'm like, okay, fine, I'll tank it, whatever.
Nice. I don't think there's that many warlock jokes around. So, but I have to get some sort of food or baking because, you know, that's what we do. So I've got a couple of puns because, you know, they're always good. So the first one is good food comes to those who bake it. That's true, unless you're in my family, which they do get a lot of food. Absolutely. Which is, you know, hence why we have cute little cupcakes like that. Here we go. See?
Yes, please.
Pretty.
Yes, please.
Pretty. Oh, I didn't bring a knife in. Just so you know, the inside of the cupcake is actually purple. So the cupcake, it's like it's all purple. Cupcake is purple inside. Icing is three shades of purple. And the fondant celebrate is a shade of purple because purple rocks.
We're all about the purple.
We're all about the purple, absolutely. Okay, so, and the other thing was cupcakes are just muffins that believed in miracles because we do love our cupcakes.
That one's just cute.
Yes. Cupcakes would be one of my most favorite things that I bake because they're like mini cakes and then you can make lots and have fun with piping and all sorts of things. So cupcakes is my most favorite thing. I like making a cake, but cupcakes are like little mini ones. You've got them everywhere. So, yeah. Okay. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Here we go. Singing in the shower is all fun and games until you get shampoo in your mouth. Then it becomes a soap opera.
Oh my God, Nort. Tiber, that's great. I have not heard that.
I'm stealing that. That is awesome. I do love that. That is a really good one. All right. Okay. Well, I think we've got everything, guys. I think we've covered everything. Let us.
How did we fit all that into an hour?
I know. It's crazy, but at the same stage, you didn't. Nortosaurus.
Nortosaurus.
Love it. Love it. That is very good. Okay, let us go over the contest one more time before we wrap things up. So can you read through again with blah, 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 words?
Blah, 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 blah. I blah, got blah, you. Blah. Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Title, Make Your Mark. It started 33 minutes ago. What are you guys still doing here? Go start your tune. It goes through September 10th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hard stop. The challenge is iron. Solo. Races that are acceptable are Draenei, Dwarf, Gnome, Human, Night Elf, Blood Elf, Orc, Tauren, Troll, and Undead. You must be a hunter. All specs are allowed. You can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 15. You must have reached level 10 after the contest starts. Your tune needs to be added to the contest. Very, very, very important. Bold and in italics here. Must be added to the contest by level 15. Otherwise, you will be added to the normal Iron Man challenge and therefore cannot add the tune to the contest. Winner is first green flagged contest hunter to hit max level or highest level at the end of the contest. Open to US and EU regions. Prizes are subject to change. First place will be game time. And then we'll have two random drawings for second through 10th place finishers for a WoW pet
two prizes, one pet each winner. The tiebreaker will be the milestone to reach the levels first, level 10, level 20, etc. Your emails must be given in order to win a contest prize, and all email addresses are purged once all prizes are distributed. The final prize allocations will be up to Lena and myself.
Exactly. And again, thank you, Chris, for prizes. Appreciate that. To everyone else, go have fun with it. Hunter, this is our first contest in over 2 years. Email is the one of the Blizz account.
Yeah, it's very important. Otherwise, email. I will not be able to give you your prize or the BattleNet equivalent if you have all the pets.
Exactly.
Like I do.
And also, if you have any issues with the contest, please let our mods know. Please don't just, hit Zaya. Just, we've got a issues channel. You can certainly put anything in there. Otherwise, contact the mods and we can go from there. But we have full faith that everything's going to go fine because Zaya is amazing. And
Zaya is amazing.
So go make your hunter. Have some fun. It's running for 2 weeks. And good luck. Best of luck with you all. Those that are going to partake, have some fun with that. So make your mark, guys. Go make your mark. All right. Well, I think we will wrap up our show. Again, it's been a wonderful 7th anniversary. So thank you everyone for joining us today. Chris and I, we do appreciate it. It's a lot of fun as we're very lucky. I was going to say Melizzy 1212 did follow us. So thank you for the follow, Chris. Thank you. 48 months. Four years. Like, you go 48 months in, and then when you said 4 years, I just went...
You can't get rid of me if you tried.
Because you know why? Because I constantly think of it in, 48 shows. See, that's like when, for me, whenever I see...
Longer than that.
I know. So I'm like, so when you go 4 years, I'm like, wow. 4 years.
Even funnier, you knew me in my 40s.
You knew me in my 40s. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so, but again, we have had lots of the ups and downs doing with the show. 7 years is amazing. And again, I can't thank enough not only the crew behind me, being the mods and all that they do. We do appreciate so much with the website, with the coding, with just helping answer questions, all the socials, being here to help me, each week or the weeks that I need some help, some more than others, but we do have an amazing bunch of people here, so just to say a huge thank you to them, which I'll do in a minute. But first off, I would have to say to our Iron Elites as well, who keep the lights going. So without you guys, it would be a bit of a, it would be a bit of a struggle. It would be very dark because it would be a huge struggle. So, do you want to do the Iron Elites for me before I start getting all teary?
Yes, absolutely. Iron Elites, mwah, thank you. Thank you. Aleandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, myself, Laren Ramar. Ooh, I didn't stumble this time.
Yes!
Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright01, Mrs. Rocky Root, Nisi,
Rudd Sturstone Tyver, aka Tyver, Wynema, and Zaya.
Absolutely. And again, thank you. Look, I'm not even paying attention. I forgot to put my little heart. It's a little heart. The little heart's poking out from the side of the Hunter contest. It's like, I'm here, guys. I'm here. But yeah, big thank you. Thank you guys for all your support. Thank you to everyone who subs to the channel here on Twitch. I do thank you all for your time that you give today to or each week with watching the show, whether it's watching the live stream, whether it's listening to the show, the video. Thank you. We do appreciate you all greatly. As I said, also huge thank you to call my team. I'm going to call it, that seems to be the thing. My team, we're going to go. This is going to be the new thing. With Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Stir, thank you. I'm going to call you my team. I think that's fair. I think that's a really good one. Leetus team. That might be the start of something new, but everything that you guys do to help out is greatly appreciated. So thank you. As I said, I can't put into words how much it all the help is appreciated. So thank you so much. Also to our code wardens, and Zaya does so much. Not only him, Rudd working behind the scenes, and nap time for getting things sorted. We do appreciate you guys. Without those three people, we would not be having a contest right now. We would not be having a state of the challenges. So huge props and a massive thank you to those three individuals, because they're amazing. Not only are they coders, but they're amazing. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. And again, thank you to everyone that's here celebrating and just giving of your time to hang out with us for an hour or so. Somebody needs to go to bed very shortly, so I'm going to wrap this up. But Chris, thank you. Thank you so much for pretty much always saying yes when I say to you, how about we do... I do greatly appreciate that. So I will be back next week, Saturday, September 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern. All of those fun things. Again, thank you, Chris, for being here and helping me sort the things and being all super, super. Thank you. Big thank you to my husband for sorting another coffee for me. And yeah, we will got 2 weeks to go have some fun with the contest and all of that kind of thing. So we do appreciate that. Chris, can you tell people where they can find you and get in contact with you?
I am Twitter, it's Chris W. Discord, Chris W 4903.
Excellent, thank you. And don't forget, as we know, she's the Norting Shark.
I am the Norting Shark.
And I had fun. You know what I went to see? I thought I had an actual party hat. And I thought, surely Mum, in all of her celebration stuff, has got a party hat. No, she doesn't. I'm like, my mother, who has like everything, did not have a party hat. Hence why I had to play around her and make one. But here's my little Norting Chris. There you are.
He is just adorable.
Very adorable. We do love that very much. She sits
Nort
here.
Nort needs to stay forever.
It sits right here next to there. So I always have fun putting things on there for you, which is a lot of fun. But thank you for all the things that you do for me, and greatly appreciate you, Spam, Heart, so much. So thank you for that. Okay, don't forget where you can find the WoW Challenges. We have the website at wowchallenges.com. All the socials. I'm just going to call it that. I think that's the end thing. All the socials are there. So if you want to find all the socials, pop over and you can find us on all the things. If you want to hear us, you can download the episodes on your Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio. And if you would like to contact the show, send me an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, where you can find me. And look, honestly, I think I might have to change that because I normally just put Twitter. But if you want to find, I have got all the socials. That's my link tree. All the things. I'm all over the things with many different things. Check out the information there. You can find me if you want to find me. And if not, that's fine as well. So, yeah. But again, thank you, chat room, for hanging out today, for celebrating. I'm going to eat this cupcake very shortly because breakfast.
Hey, it's got eggs in it. Eggs,
milk. Absolutely. I was going to try and show you the color that's inside without... No, of course, I made a mess. Of course. Does anyone really expect anything less? Can you see the purple?
That's gorgeous.
That's the inside. I never have enough time when I'm making. I always have fun. Always. And the buttercream is good. This is a really good... It's a very good buttercream. It's not your traditional American buttercream. It's a different one. It's really nice. Okay. So, big thank you also to Mr. Bright 01 on our intro. We love it. We love our intro. It makes me laugh every single time. So to Russ, thank you for that. If you want to find him, he's on Discord, Mr. Bright 01. He does, he's a very talented man, I can say that. So thank you, Russ, for the intro. And a big thank you to my husband Execute for helping me with the outro, which you'll hear in a moment. I do appreciate that when I say, hey, can you help me? He's very helpful. So thank you. He also did the banner for us.
I said he makes great banners.
He does make great banners. So I appreciate that. So thank you, Execute. Appreciate that. All right. Well, again, thank you guys for celebrating with us our 7th anniversary today. Hanging out, all those things. Please just have a wonderful week. Go have fun with the contest, or if you're not doing the contest, your normal leveling, go have some fun. Just please, the big thing is stay safe both in and out of game, and I will catch you next week. See you guys.
Night all.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from Bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.